Here's a little encouragement for any child trying to learn the violin. Little Brown Jug is one of the songs that's been resurrected by jazz violinist Regina Carter on her new CD.
Yeah, it's funny. That's one of the first pieces that I learned as a child playing violin in one of my violin books. Brought back some fun memories recording it now.
As you can imagine, Regina Carter plays the song with a little bit more finesse today. She's one of the world's most critically acclaimed jazz violinists. And for any child learning that instrument, Regina serves as a great example of the kind of achievement that's possible. Regina says during her formative years, she spent hours practicing, but the rewards are great. That is, if you can weather the short period of time when you're called a geek.
When I first started playing, I was 4. So, you know, at 4, you don't know what's hip or not hip, and you don't really care, you know, which is a great thing. But by the time I was in junior high, it was not a hip thing, and certain instruments just got that label. But, you know, at the time, you know, my mother actually, she just wanted my brothers and I to be exposed to some things that maybe she didn't have the opportunities to be exposed to, and so we all took music lessons. But then when I was 4, this method, Suzuki, was offered in Detroit for the first time, and so my mom said, okay, well, it was only for strings, and she signed me up. And I just happened to really love it and take to it, and I did well at that, so I stuck with it. It was just something to do then, you know, but I loved being on stage and performing even at an early age. When kids start that young, like between the age, like say 2 and maybe 6, they get how to play certain instruments, you know, and they pick things up faster. So I really didn't scratch on the instrument. My brothers, they would tell the truth because they had to practice in the basement. I didn't. The dog didn't howl when I played. So we used to laugh because sometimes I go to my lessons and my teacher would say, "You didn't practice this week." And my mother would say, "Yes, she did. She practiced every day." Now, whether she was doing it right or not, I can't tell you, but she did practice. But I got a lot of encouragement from not only my family, but just the teacher, because she saw that I was gifted. You know, she really encouraged me and pushed me. And I got to do some TV appearances at a very young age, but I loved the stage. I just loved the applause and the getting, you know, getting dressed up. All that went into being a performer. I really loved it and craved it. I knew, like, I have to have this. I have to do this from a pretty early age.
Jazz violinist Regina Carter. Her new CD is a tribute to her late mother who got her started on the violin. The disc is called "I'll Be Seeing You, A Sentimental Journey."
Yeah, and it's fun. You know, you get in a cab and the cab driver sees you with your violin and says, "Well, young lady, keep practicing. One day maybe you'll play at Carnegie Hall." And I just say, "Thank you." And keep on going. Thank you.
That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. And if you'd like to give us a comment, call 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.